show him a newer set of digital tuner.
Daryl Harlow and the crew at Clarksdale TV Repair have pulled the back off of a plasma screen television set, and they're pointing to a small silver box wired into it.
There's a digital tuner.
See it mounted to that board right there?
That box is how any TV made in the last year gets picture information from over-the-air signals. In a year, it'll be the only way to get over-the-air signals.
In 2005, Congress mandated that all television broadcast facilities would make the transition from analog broadcasting to digital broadcasting. The date for this transition is February 17, 2009.
Television networks have been running ads about a change in broadcasting. After February 17th of next year, all TV signals will be digital. For cable or satellite users, nothing will change. But regular television antennas won't be able to interpret the information.
There is the possibility that I will go and buy a digital TV and not even worry about not being able to get the broadcast signals.
Lee Birchfield uses an analog television and a traditional antenna.
I have the old-fashioned kind that really is rabbit ears with the two metal antennas and then the metal loop in the center.
He thinks he'll buy a new TV for next year, but he doesn't have to. Nobody has to buy a new TV to get the digital signals. All you need to do is get a converter box, which costs between $40 and $60. The FCC even offers a coupon for $40 off converter boxes, so the total to pay to get the new signals is dramatically less than buying a digital TV. But Daryl Harlow, back at Clarksdale TV, says there's a drawback to keeping your old television.
You won't be watching a high-definition picture. It'll just convert it so that you can still watch your old picture.
The new digital signals will be high-definition, but if you're using a converter box, you won't get the HD picture. You will get a clearer picture. Since digital signals are all or nothing, the picture either comes in perfectly without snow or static, or it doesn't come in at all. Harlow says that's a problem in his shop.
We've tried on a television in this downtown area with a antenna, but this is a bad area because you're down right in the middle of downtown. You have to have an antenna up on a mast or something to get a good picture.
Digital signals are more likely to be blocked by buildings and trees, so antennas will have to be placed on roofs or towers to get the best reception in urban areas, which is where most non-cable or satellite viewers in Kentucky are.
Urban areas often have higher over-the-air percentages than rural areas. In rural areas, a lot of viewers have gone to satellite.
Tim Bischoff is leading KET's efforts to tell people about the digital switchover. He says KET reaches almost all of Kentucky households, and of those, about 15% of urban viewers get the signals over the air.
In urban areas, sometimes you have more channel choices over the air, and so that makes it a more attractive alternative than a pay delivery system.
And if urban viewers can pick up the digital signal, their channel choice will improve. Digital TV lets stations broadcast multiple channels on the same bandwidth. KET currently puts out 5 digital viewing options. But to get those, you'll need a digital TV, not a converter box.
This is a digital cable box, okay? This is high-definition channels here.
Harlow says it comes down to paying for TV. With a coupon, you can get a low-priced or possibly free converter at the local electronics store and keep watching TV on an analog set. If you pay the equivalent of a year or so of cable for a new TV, you'll get more channels over the air, and you'll see them in HD.
See, you can see every freckle in his face, and you can see all the detail.
Or you can pay for cable or satellite and experience no change next February. For WFPL, I'm Gabe Bullard.